It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, possibly in Switzerland, sometimes in a variety of places, but we are always happy to speak to her. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, from Switzerland, but living soon for London. And England is our topic today. I would like to talk to you about Oxfam. I think you probably read the headlines. It's a scandal that is
massive.
Hitting the NGO Oxfam, that is one of the biggest help organization in the world, at least one of the most well known. The organization was founded in 1942 and has offices in many places worldwide. But the one that is incriminated today is the one in the UK. one would have to see if that includes as well other offices in Europe. So, as you know, this organization is becoming a lot of money from the UK, but also from the European Union. It's an organization that helps when natural disasters happen or when there are problems in the world. It's quite politically engaged, and that is also the reason why it makes maybe its position today even more delicate. They speak against inequality, they speak against poverty, they speak for AIDS, but it seems that the way they handled their staff has been quite appalling, I have to say. The accusation of sexual assault, of abuse, specifically in Chad and in Haiti after the earthquake. The director that was assigned to Haiti was the same that was in Chad in 2006 and was apparently already at the time accused of not handling well some sexual abuse allegations. Nevertheless, he was then appointed to go to Haiti, where it seems, of course, I mean, I would tend to say that one would have to wait for the official inquiry, but it seems that some orgies have taken place, that women in need have been taken in advantage of by promising help only if they would also participate to those sexual encounters. Some newspapers also mention, but it's not really confirmed, that maybe some underage girls were also involved in those parties. And that, even though at the beginning was supposed to be like a big surprise, it seems after a few interviews with former workers at Oxfam that those allegations were already on the table much before, but that they were just not really dealt with, or maybe just not taken seriously enough, which is also a possibility. So the deputy chief executive, Penny Lawrence, has resigned. She says she's desperately sorry. And is the first one basically to pay a price for it. Now, it's very unclear if she even is the main person who was aware of all of this. There is also a video this week from the executive director, Winnie Bianima, who also apologizes to everybody and to specifically to the victims of this affair, but also is trying to make us understand that even though some people have done these terrible things, it doesn't take away from the amazing amount of work that the organization has done otherwise to help people, to relieve people from poverty, from war, from natural disasters, and all sorts of situation where humans need help. They all are now speaking to each other, because obviously there is the danger to also lose funding from the European Union, but also from England. And this is where it becomes again a very intricate game of aid and politics, because of course for the opponent, for the one who don't want so much money to be given away from the UK to help the rest of the world, it's the absolute perfect story to use and say, you see, we always said that this is money out of the window. For the other side, it's more like saying, okay, we have some problems and there are things to fix, but please don't just now shut down and forget about also all the good things that have been done. What's also very surprising is that Oxfam has also shops in the UK where volunteers work there, and none of those volunteers have a background check, a criminal check, and it seems like young people, 14 years old girl, have also been abused. It's very unclear to what extent and what exactly happened. But the simple fact that such things happened, that there is no criminal check while, you know, parents send their kids to do some voluntary job with people that eventually have a completely different agenda, this is of course a lack of security in the organization that will have to be dealt with, and I'm sure they are on it. But the fact is that this already happened. It is, no matter how much everybody says how surprising, I have to say that it's not much more surprising than having teachers, priests, UN peacekeeper forces or politicians. I mean, human weakness is obviously present everywhere, and these organizations are not immune to that. But the way to be immune, of course, is to have a better security check, especially when complaints have been made many times. And with that, I am thinking of the former head of safeguarding at Oxfam, Mrs. Evans, who already since 2014 or 15 had knowledge of it and wrote many emails to ask for more help to find out what is exactly behind those allegations. And this is when maybe the mistake has been made. That was not taken seriously and led to the situation where Oxfam is today. And even if they will not lose immediately the funding of the European Union, it might be a problem for corporate companies to continue to give them money. And above everything else, for these kind of organizations, trust is everything, as they depend very much on the people's goodwill to give money for their projects. So they will have to work very hard to get that trust again. And they certainly will have to also exactly find out what happened, because as always, all sorts of rumors go around, but things have to be clarified in front of the United Kingdom law.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.